The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really have a like teaser for my story, but here's what I want to say. I don't have a sound effect for it, so the people in the room are going to have to make the sound effects for my story, which makes it why you want to stay.
I'm a sound effect.
Oh, gosh. And I've got a story about a very bad situation.
If you already put a pun in here, you're okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story comes out of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you downside.
Kentucky. Louisville.
Why did you guys get so soft with your...
Because when you spent some time in Owensboro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tastes like lemonade.
I was not aware.
Some sweet tea. Louisville.
This man and his Kentucky accent. Okay, so I did not know that in Kentucky...
Yeah.
...that there were bears.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah, there's bears, beets, Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Well, in Kentucky, a family was shocked last week because they woke up to a super loud crash in their kitchen. Oh. They walked in and found a bear sitting on their stove.
Oh.
Just kind of hanging out.
What?
It's like a hot spring for him.
The bear I don't think the stove was on. Oh. But the bear had actually climbed up a ladder outside of their home.
Okay.
Squeezed into the opening in the attic.
Okay.
And then crashed through the attic and ended up in the kitchen.
Oh, that's got to be surprising for the bear.
Yeah, I hope he wasn't sitting there injured, actually, on the stove.
He might have been hurting. Yeah.
The family called the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. And when officers arrived, the bear was still sitting on the stove.
Because it's warm.
Yeah, this one's just right.
Yeah. Oh, that was a Goldilocks joke.
I get it.
Bear's fine. They calmly guided the bear out, and that was that.
Mm.
Oh. But like a bear climbing a ladder through an attic?
Yeah. You're not taking the obvious thing, and it's...
unbearable?
What is the obvious thing here?
It's the headline, and maybe it was a bear B&B.
Did you write that headline? Yeah, you did. Sure you wrote that.
My story is not from Florida. Mm-hmm. But it's from Colorado! Who wants to tackle the Colorado accident?
Oh, Colorado. Hello?
In Durango, Colorado, police were called once again for an escaped kangaroo.
Huh?
I don't have a kangaroo. That's your sound effect for a kangaroo? I think you got to make the boing sound.
Oh, boing, 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 boing. It wasn't bad.
Does anyone else want to take a crack at that? Or it marks Irwin the red kangaroo's second escape.
Irwin.
I think we have some footage from his first escape here.
Boing, boing, boing. I'm Irwin.
They don't have the power of speech.
Oh, sorry. Boing.
Okay. First.
What else sound do they make?
I don't know enough about kangaroos to check her on it. She could be right.
Irwin escaped when he was a baby kangaroo first.
Mm.
Boing.
And he's escaped once again as an adult.
Boing. Boing.
I honestly, that's the whole story. There really isn't more. Police and wildlife came and got him, but I just wanted to see if Erica would survive the hazing of being a kangaroo for 3 minutes. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.